educate them and let them know what's going on. Because as you can imagine, they're a big player in the Springfield market, and they just want to make sure that their patients are aware what is happening. But they plan, again, to cancel with Delta. They've also communicated to me, and this is another reason why we're here, from what they have been told in our area, in the Springfield area, which is where the majority of your periodontists and endodontists are at, that there will be no periodontist in-network with Delta, and there will only be one endodontist in-network with Delta when this is all done and everything gets, everyone cancels. So that's the information we know. Delta has communicated that just 1.5% of their dentists have actually canceled their contracts, and that was as of Friday. And that's in the state of Missouri, only 1.5% have canceled. But we do have a list of those who are in our area. Of course, Parkcrest is not going to show up on that list yet because they have not signed to cancel, but they do plan to do so.
When all this discussion took place, mm-hmm. we specifically asked them mm-hmm. if they would be covering mm-hmm. under the way the terms were.
Yes.
And they came back and said yes.
Yes.
And they are in network now.
Yes.
Pardon?
They
yes.
are Parkcrest in network now. They've not canceled.
That is correct.
But they even had a different wording for the Delta Dental and the Delta
Premier versus the PPO.
And Delta said
yes.
that it would be one and the same in our contract.
Yes.
Can
yes.
they do that when we have a contract with them? And can they cancel? Is their contract with the dentist, is their annual amount, is their renewal a different time?
Yes. Yes.
The dentist really would be the one who would make the choice to go out of network. In other words, it would not be Delta dropping them. It would be the dentist making the choice because... Mm-hmm. Delta changed their reimbursement, right?
Yeah.
The way, and this is really, you know, and I'm 30 years in, I see this a lot. Usually it's on the medical where you've got this cat and mouse game and they're going mm-hmm. back and forth. And on one hand, it's good for the county and for everybody that Delta tries to get good reimbursement rates, right? Because that keeps your prices down. On the other hand, the dentist, you want to stay in network so that your people can go to the dentist that they want to go to. And so generally what happens, and the reason we wanted to let you guys know, is you'll probably hear about some of this, right, as the dentist says, this is going on. Usually what happens is both sides soften a little bit, right, where maybe Delta says, okay, well, we'll pay a little more if you'll go ahead and stay in network. The dentists say, I'm going to drop them and all this. Well, at the end of the day, Delta has a lot of contracts. They have, you know, not just you guys, but they've got a lot of people, and so the dentists don't want to lose the patients. But it, unfortunately, this has spilled out into the open, whereas a lot of times these negotiations go on behind the scenes and then from there. So anyway, long story short, this one looks like it's going to be uglier than typical, and so we just wanted to make sure you guys were aware of it. The soonest we could make a move would be May the 1st, which means we've got at least until next Monday, maybe even the next, to let this kind of play out a little bit. But we just want to make sure that you guys know what's going on.
Do you know in, say, a 50-mile radius of the here what dentists would be with Delta Dental?
Almost all of them. I mean, there's like one dentist here in Forsyth that's not, but pretty much everybody is within the Delta network. That's part of the reason. And historically, of course, the county's been with Delta on and off at different times. But historically, that's been Delta's big thing, is they're not the cheapest, but they have all the dentists. And so that's always been kind of a big deal. This is unusual because Delta typically is not the one in these type of battles with the dentists. But this time, I don't know if they've overplayed their hand or if maybe the dentists are rattling their sabers, but then ultimately will stay in anyway. We really don't know right now.
What was the, you said Branson Dental and Fieldcrest?
Parkcrest in Springfield, yes.
So do they have an office in Taney County at all?
No, Parkcrest does not.
they're an often used specialist for people that need to go in Springfield.
And is there no, what were the two specialists that you talked about?
Periodontist and endodontist.
And there's none of those in Taney County?
No, I do not believe so. I can double check that, but no.
So just, I mean, again, to kind of just draw it in, we just really needed to let you guys know what's going on. It's not anything emergent, but it is, if the dentist starts sending out letters to your people, then you're going to hear about it.
And yeah, I've gotten one for the dentist here in Forsyth. They want you to pay up front now.
And that, yes, one of the things with Delta, which is a challenge, and of course we're talking to them about this as well, is if they are not in network, then they will pay the patient, not the provider. Well, the provider then says, well, if that's the case, then we're going to collect our money up front and then okay. let you. And some of the providers will go ahead and file the claim, and some of the providers are saying, that's you know, up to you if you're going to do it. If we were to go back to MetLife, then MetLife would still file the claim. Let's say Branson Dental. Let's say they go with Delta as an exclusive provider, and that's all they're going to do. Branson Dental could still file the claim, and then MetLife would still pay Branson Dental, and then Branson Dental would just collect the difference as opposed to collecting everything up front. And so there's a lot of nuance to all this.
MetLife would still pay Branson Dental. But Branson Dental, you said, was signing an agreement that they would only accept.
Branson Dental would file the claim and then would be paid directly from MetLife, even though they're not in network. And then in that case, if they're, let's say they charged $100, just for a number, for a cleaning, and MetLife only paid them $90 back, then they would balance bill your employee $10, the difference between what was paid and what was billed.
Well, what I've seen the dentist in town where the insurance that is paying the employee, they're only getting $80 back and paying the rest out of pocket. So it's costing the employee more because of that, right?
Okay.
Now, currently.
That's what I was trying to get. It seemed to me like it was going to be more out of pocket for the employee.
So Don, do you know that the dental office here in Forsyth, they are filing those claims for the patients?
From what I understand, they are not. The employee is having to file them because of the letter that went out, and the employee themselves got an $80 check back for their insurance money back, and then had like $60 out of pocket for a claim.
And with Delta specifically, they pay the patient back out of network. They do not pay the practice, which is what causes another wrinkle in this. If a bunch of providers were to come off the plan, it's probably going to make sense to move away from Delta, is really what it comes down to.
Sounds like it. This kind of goes with there's a bill filed in the House and the federal because of and it's medical insurance and everything for the customer not knowing what the way they're the whole
Actually,
system is going. The customer cannot know how much money they're going to have out of pocket.
It's called the No Surprises Act, I think, is what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
And it is, and it went into effect, actually, January 1. And so we're hopeful that that will help with some claims issues where
with
people
this.
Get stuck. Where, and oftentimes what happens is somebody goes in for care, and then, you know, the anesthesiologist or something is not in network in a surgery they had, but they're in a network facility, and they're in, and how would they know? Right. And so that act is designed to protect people from that type of thing. And that's possible.
And but they may think they've got it paid, then 3-4 months down the line, they get another bill for the same surgery that they had.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's really what we came to tell you today. We'll be back. Hopefully we'll find out that Delta and the dentists have figured out a way to patch it up and everything's fine. But we don't know. So we'll keep you posted. And Mrs. Moeller will be in contact with us, and we'll go from there.
If they don't patch it up and they say strong and you lose, will they, if we decided not to stay with them and to go with MetLife, how much trouble would that be? That's a lot of ifs.
Mm-hmm.
But they need to consider it.
They do. Any insurance policy you have with us is on a month-to-month basis. So it's your choice. You don't have to. The county is not encumbered to stay until January 1 or anything else. So we can move anytime we want to. Delta will not be thrilled with that, but my my experience with them is that they will, you know, they won't intentionally put roadblocks in our way to make it happen. Once again, you know, we're going to let them know that we were in front of you guys today. I'm sure this is not the only meeting going on throughout Missouri. There's, you know, pressure is now on both sides to make something happen, but it's just a question of where it lands, and we just don't know right now.
Great point, Dawn. Yes, and I put the vision spreadsheet in your packet as well, but our recommendation would be if we move away from Delta on the dental to keep the vision with the same dental carrier and move it as well.
Thank you for the knowledge.
If it comes to that, the numbers I'd want you guys to bring is dollars that would cost a switch, and also if you can, how many patients are with what entities?
And we do have that information.
Because if 95% of them are with one that's still covered by Delta and it saves the county $9,000 or $12,000,
right,
that changes something.
Our biggest providers by far are Branson Dental. Dr. Willard is a big provider over in Branson as well. I've not heard much from Chris as to what he's doing or anything, so... Yes, we will certainly be able. We get, I mean, it doesn't tell us specifically what patient goes where, but it does say, hey, we've got X numbers that go to this one, so on and so forth. So.
But he's taking less money for his services. He's agreed to do that.
You know,
right
honestly,
now.
Yeah, right. Well, according to Delta, and this is, we're just, you know, they're sending us their propaganda and the dentists are sending us theirs, right? But supposedly 85% of the dentists in the state were not impacted by this. In other words, their rates either stayed the same or actually went up a little bit, according to Delta. 15% of the dentists, but then again, oftentimes those are the popular dentists that a lot of people go to, that got a reduction. So far, statewide, less than 1% of dentists, or was it 1.5%
now?
Okay. It used to be less than 1%, now it's 1.5% of the dentists have actually come off of the plan. But when you talk to, like, Park Crest and some of these other dental offices, they claim that whenever they're talking to all their peers that there's a mass defection that's getting ready to happen and all that. We don't know if that's going to happen or not, but we do know that, that there's trouble in paradise. Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
It all just right. bothers me that when they say they'll do something, then they change their mind, don't want to do it.
They sent their letter out November 30th. And we were well into open enrollment, I believe, by the time that happened. So, you know, yes. Thank them for not letting us know that.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
We'll be in recess. I've got 9:45 a.m. We're going to recess upstairs for Environmental Service Roundtable Discussion. We'll be in recess.